So this scene of Mary Magdalene and Jesus in the garden, it's one of the canvases we have in the narthex. So maybe you could spend some time as we leave Mass today just kind of visually meditating upon this scene. And in these days where we're hearing these accounts of the first days of the resurrection, it's good to kind of just put ourselves in that situation. And not so much of a scholastic or a technical, theological interpretation of all these events, but just the real heart emotion that these men and women who had followed so closely with this man, who they had seen brutally murdered and then buried, and now the confusion, the exasperation, the bewilderment, the confusion, to put ourselves in that scene, and then to hear the sweet words of Jesus in the different accounts, reminding them of who he is and what he had told them and what the plan of the Father is unfolding before their very eyes. So it's not just some static event that happened so many centuries ago, but for each one of us, it becomes a present reality. That Jesus really did rise from the dead. And maybe they didn't understand it perfectly at the time, and maybe neither do we all these years later. And so we ask for that grace to put ourselves in that scene, to try to figure out what's going on. Because we encounter these scenes, we encounter Jesus, we encounter the empty tomb, all the time. And we deal with the fear and the insecurity and the confusion with our own hearts all the time. And so it's helpful for us to realize that this is nothing new, that this is the human condition. As we had in the collect, we pray for the outpouring of those gifts which will bring us to perfect freedom. That opening of our mind, that spiritual, supernatural wisdom to help us understand what's going on, so that, God willing, we get to heaven and we can rejoice over this reality. So we prayed for in the collect. We heard in the first reading this continuation of that first Pentecost homily, the first Pentecost sermon. And once Peter had been inflamed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, emboldened to zealously go out and proclaim the truth, his words, by simply speaking the truth, he didn't have any crazy, you know, pyrotechnics, he didn't need any screens in the sanctuary, he didn't need any kind of fancy miracles, proclaiming the simple truth that Jesus had been put to death and was raised. And he called them out. He said, "You put him to death," talking to the Jewish people, "but God has raised him to new life." And that stark reality of what had happened moved the hearts of the people who heard. And their response was, "Well, what are we to do?" And the simple response of Peter was an echo of the first words of Jesus in Mark's gospel. Repent. Acknowledge the error of your ways and turn your life. It's the call of the church to each one of us every day of our life. And when we come to a deeper, more real, a newer understanding of the empty tomb and the resurrection, that death really has no hold over us, unless we want it to. But death has no power over us. It really is a simple acknowledging of our sin and turning away, and going to Jesus and allowing him to be enough for us. What are we to do? Repent and be baptized. Turn and come to new life. And to return to the gospel. What Mary Magdalene did is what we are all called to do. To leave here, to leave this encounter with the risen Lord, and to go and tell our brothers and sisters, the whole world, that I have seen the Lord. The simple proclamation of the truth, I have seen the Lord. This is what changed the hearts of the disciples, the apostles, those men who were locked in fear. They heard this testimony, I have seen the Lord, and they too went to see him. We have the power to change the hearts of so many people, not by our own doing, but by a simple proclamation of the truth that Jesus was dead and now he reigns again. He's alive, and I have seen the Lord. As you come forward to receive the Lord, to receive the Holy Eucharist, pray for the grace, the eyes of your heart to be opened, to really see in that host Jesus Christ. Allow him to penetrate your heart, to open your mind to the reality of what life in Christ, life in the resurrected Christ really is. And then go to hell the whole world. I have seen the Lord. Amen.